Test for English Majors 2009 Grade 8 Part 1 Listening Comprehension Section A Mini Lecture In this section, you will hear a mini lecture. You will hear the lecture once only. While listening, take notes on the important parts. Your notes will not be marked, but you will need them to complete a gap-filling task after the mini-lecture. When the lecture is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your notes and another 10 minutes to complete the gap-filling task on answer sheet 1. Use the blank sheet for note-taking. Now, listen to the mini-lecture.
Writing Experimental Reports Good morning, everyone. Today, we'll discuss some preliminaries concerning how to write experimental reports. When you first signed up for a course in university, like a psychology course, chances are that you didn't really expect what was coming in your study, particularly the course emphasis on methodology and statistics. For a few of you, this may have come as a pleasant surprise, provided that you had already known something about the course. For most, however, I dare say, it will undoubtedly have been a shock to the system. No doubt in other parts of your course study, you will read books and journals examining, critically, models and theories, assumptions and hypotheses put forward by scholars and specialists. My task today is to help you understand some of the important features of experimental reports, because you will have to write up some kind of report of this nature if your course gives prominence to practical work, especially experimenting. Then, what is an experimental report? All a report is, really, is the place in which you tell the story of your study, like what you did, why you did it, what you found out in the process, and so on. In doing this, you are more like an ancient storyteller, whose stories were structured in accordance with widely recognized and long-established conventions, than a modern novelist who is free to dictate form as well as content. Moreover, like the storyteller of old, although you will invariably be telling your story to someone who knows quite a bit about it already, you are expected to present it as if it had never been heard before. This means that you will need to spell out the details and assume little knowledge of the area on the part of your audience. Then, perhaps, you may ask, what is the nature of the conventions governing the report? A clue, I think, can be found in its basic structure. A highly structured and disciplined report is written in sections, and these sections, by and large, follow an established sequence. What this means is that, in the telling, your story is to be cut up into chunks. Different parts of the story are to appear in different places in the report. What you did and why you did it appear in the section called Introduction. How you did it is in the Method section, and what you found out is in the Results section. And finally, what you think it shows appears in the Discussion part. As you can see, the report, therefore, is a formal document composed of a series of sections in which specific information is expected to appear. We will discuss the precise conventions governing each section as we go along. For example, what are the subsections in the method? But today, I will introduce to you certain general rules straight away. The first of these concerns the person to whom you should address your report, whom I shall call your reader. A very common mistake, especially early on, is to assume that your reader is the person who will be marking the report. In reality, however, the marker will be assessing your report on behalf of someone else, an idealized, hypothetical person who is intelligent but unknowledgeable about your study and the area in which it took place. Your marker will, therefore, be checking to see that you have written your report with this sort of reader in mind. So you need to make sure that you have, 1. Introduced the reader to the area relevant to your study. 2. Provided the reader with the background necessary to understand what you did and why you did it. 3. Spelt out and developed your arguments clearly. 4. Defined technical terms. And 5. Provided precise details of the way in which you went about collecting and analyzing the data that you obtained. In short, you should write for someone who knows little about your area of study, taking little for granted about your reader's knowledge of your area of study. So, when in doubt, spell it out. This is my advice to you. If you find this difficult to do, then a useful approach is to write the report as if it will be read by someone you know who is intelligent but unknowledgeable about your subject. A friend of yours, say. Write it as if this person were going to have to read and understand it. Indeed, it is a good idea, if you can, to get just such a person to read your report before handing it in. The demands and expectations placed upon you will, of course, vary with your experience of report writing. Early on in your study, as an author of experimental reports, less will be expected of you than later. At this early stage, you will be expected mainly to show that you understand what you did in your report and its implications, together with evidence that you have, at least, a basic grasp of the demands of the report's format. Later on, however, you will be expected to pay more attention to the research significance of what you did. The why you did it part will become more important because in being responsible for the choice of topic and design, you will be expected to be able to justify this choice. So you must be able to tell us why it is that, given the options available to you, you decided to conduct your particular study. You will need, therefore, to develop the habit of thinking about how the ideas that you are entertaining for your experiment or study will look in the report, paying particular attention to how they will fit into the part of introduction. Specific dangers that you must watch out for here are, first, a lack of adequate material to put in this section, and second, the undertaking of a project that lacks any research justification, because it is based on assumptions that are contradicted by existing findings in the area. Thinking clearly in advance will help you to avoid making these mistakes. Okay. Today, we've had a brief look at the format of an experimental report, what each section is about, and some of the basic issues like reader awareness, so on and so forth. Next time, we will discuss how to write up the introduction section.
Now, you have 2 minutes to check your notes, and then please complete the gap-filling task on answer sheet 1 in 10 minutes. Sections B and C of listening comprehension are on side B. Please turn to side B. Section B, Interview. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your colored answer sheet. Questions 1 to 5 are based on an interview. At the end of the interview, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 5 questions. Now listen to the interview.
Good morning, Mrs. Collins. Welcome to our studio. As a distinguished member of Toastmasters International, could you tell us a bit about the background of the organization?
I am delighted to have that opportunity. Toastmasters is an international organization designed to develop effective speaking and listening skills. It was founded in 1924 by Ralph Smedley, and is headquartered in California.
What is the purpose of Toastmasters?
Toastmasters has a twofold purpose: the personal growth of the individual and strong, effective communication skills.
Then, who is Toastmasters open to? And what kind of members do you have now?
Well, many people think Toastmasters is open only to those individuals who wish to be professional speakers. But that is definitely not true. Toastmasters is open to the public at large. Any individual who wishes to improve his public speaking is welcome. And also, those who just want to increase their overall self-confidence are encouraged to attend.
Another question is, how can Toastmasters help you in job situations?
By becoming involved in Toastmasters, you will learn different methods of communicating what you really want to say. And equally important, you will learn what your audience expects from you, so you can deliver that message to them in a logical fashion. Some people are comfortable around friends, but when they appear before a group they don't know, they get tense. Our organization helps our members to get calm and organize thoughts and deliver them in an effective way.
Is Toastmasters concerned with total communication, not just for speaking, but other communication skills?
Most often, people assume that when you are listening, you are also paying attention. This is not always true. Many times, people are waiting for their turn to speak and are not really listening at all. Toastmasters can develop a person overall in terms of organizing their thoughts, getting input from others, and then receiving effective feedback.
Then, how does Toastmasters train people?
Toastmasters has an approach of learning by doing. The Toastmasters International Organization provides a manual we refer to as the Basic Manual, because it gives a guideline for the development of speeches. These speeches cater to different purposes. For example, one objective might be to develop vocal variety. Another might be to organize your thoughts or develop your use of humor in speeches.
Can you also learn other skills, such as parliamentary procedures or being master of ceremonies?
Yes. Different assignments within Toastmasters involve not only preparation of speeches and then presenting these before an audience, but also the opportunity of serving as Toastmaster of the meeting. This assignment helps members practice being an MC for a meeting, that is, a master of ceremonies. Other assignments include serving as an evaluator for another speaker, or serving as grammarian, who will monitor use of filler words or phrases, such as and, or you know. Both of these assignments will allow the member to increase or enhance their listening skills.
I know that there is an 8-week program for young people and also an 8-week speechcraft course offered for adults. What do these involve?
They are basically an introduction to Toastmasters in general, a sample, providing the opportunity for an individual to determine whether or not they wish to get involved in Toastmasters by joining a club.
What can an individual gain from being in Toastmasters?
I would say self-confidence and some tricks of the trade in the development of speeches. But that is only the beginning. As an individual continues to give speeches and improve, he progresses from the point of being fearful to stand before a group of peers to the point where he can address any group of people with a degree of self-confidence. Leadership skills are also developed by learning to organize and conduct meetings.
Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Collins, for talking to us in the studio.
You're most welcome. Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your colored answer sheet. Questions 6 and 7 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
Last week, a United Nations report said humans are very likely the cause of most of the temperature increases in the last 50 years. It said global warming is undeniable and that the world can expect to feel the effects for centuries to come. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released the report in Paris at a conference of climate experts. Representatives of more than 100 governments agreed on the findings. This is the most detailed scientific report to date on global warming and the influence of fossil fuel burning and other human activities. The scientists say there is greater than a 90% chance that greenhouse gases are the main cause of rising temperatures and sea levels. The report also links global warming to other changes, including increased dryness in some areas and violent storm patterns. The UN panel released its last climate change report 6 years ago. The scientists say the new report is based on studies done since then and stronger agreement on global warming. The new report makes no policy proposals, but the aim is to press governments and industries to cut the release of carbon dioxide and other gases blamed for trapping heat.
Questions 8 and 9 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
At least 80 people have died in a derailment of a luxury train in eastern India. which some government officials say could have been caused by terrorist sabotage. An investigation has been ordered to identify the cause of the accident. There were nearly 600 passengers and staff on board the train. It was going from the eastern city Calcutta to New Delhi when it was wrecked late Monday night. The train derailed as it was crossing a bridge over the Davi River near Rafanganj station in the eastern Bihar state. One of the coaches sank in the river. At least two others hung precariously from the bridge. Several others left the tracks. The accident occurred in a remote area with poor telecommunication links. Many victims remained trapped in the wreckage through the night before they were rescued. A spokesman for Eastern Railway says rescue operations were slowed down by bad weather, but are now fully underway.
Question 10 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news. 1 in 10 young people claim to have had no career advice during their education. Around 2/3 have not decided on a career by the time they leave school, says the YouGov poll for recruitment consultancy, Harvey Nash. Most rely on friends, but many are turning to the Internet for advice instead, and the Careers Service needs to embrace this, say experts. The knock-on effect of confusing and unhelpful careers advice is that young people are not making the best use of their skills, and the industry is losing out on the most talented candidates. Harvey Nash Chief Albert Ellis said, "Without direction and advice, not only are young people missing out on potential career opportunities themselves, but businesses, too, could be missing out on the next generation of skills they need to compete." This is the end of listening comprehension. Please proceed to the next part.